And, of course, the youngsters here, and I want you to know I'm 93 years young, not old, but I remember the Cat's Whisker when they used to put a little wire as thin, as fine as a cat's whisker on a crystal, a little crystal, and somebody be monkeying, negotiating with that crystal, and when the cat's whisker hit that spot, oh, there was absolute pandemonium. Everybody got, come in, everybody. I got Pittsburgh, or I got Cleveland, or something. But the first, that was in 1924. And then it was in 1939 when I had just come back from Europe, from England, when we had the first showing of television at the World's Fair. And you saw nothing but streaks. You could not distinguish anything in the picture. Of course, England had it 12 years before us because it's a small country, small territory to cover, putting the cables in underground. And I saw in perfect vision, perfect view, I witnessed the funeral of King George V. in 1936, and then of course the lack of coronation because he didn't take the crown of who became Edward VIII. I met him as the Prince of Wales when he welcomed me when I arrived in England, and that was a great thrill for me. So my first actual broadcast was about 1928, I think.
Arthur Tracy, the street singer. In October 1992, helping to celebrate the 1,000th big broadcast. That big broadcast, like this one, which is coming to you live from the Museum of Television and Radio, is being heard on 90.7 FM, WFUV. I'm Rich Connedy. We lost the street singer earlier this month on the 5th of October. He had 98 wonderful years. Here is Arthur Tracy in London in December 1935.
Days gone by, in my solitude, you taunt me with memories that never die. I see in my chair, filled with despair, no one could be so sad. There's gloom everywhere, I sit and I stare, I know that I'll soon go mad. In my solitude, I'm praying, dear Lord above, send back my love. Solitude. send back my love.
No matter what I do, it don't appeal to you. Makes no difference whether I'm right or I'm wrong. If we can't be sweethearts, this much we can do. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. And listen, if you can't say anything real nice, it's better not to talk at all, is my advice. We're parting, you go your way, I'll go mine, it's best that we do. Here's a kiss, I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. Makes no difference how I carry on. Remember, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. And I wish to state clearly again, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Although our intimate friendship ceases from now on. And get this straight, if there's anything about me you can't say real nice, then sugar, absolute silence at any price. And don't think that I'm gonna grieve at losing you, big shot. In fact, I'm too modest to admit that I've known or had better men than you put on the spot. So don't worry about me, how I get along. Just as long as you don't pan me when I'm gone.
Morning, I'll be getting up. Morning, I'll be setting up a tiny table for two. Breakfast, I'll be making his breakfast. He'll be taking his shave and his shower. My happy hour. The coffee is steaming. Oh boy, what I'm dreaming. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. My baby likes bacon, and that's what I'm making. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Our life has been so nice and chummy right from the start. When a one is coming, a one is hard. My baby is happy, no wonder I'm happy. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. I'm baking a biscuit, he's wheeling through this. while I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. He's wiping the dishes and he's breaking the dishes while I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. I serve a plate of steaming hot meal, taste it but shock. The heck likes hot meal, sprinkled meatloaf. To show that he's grateful, he eats a big plateful, and he paints right after breakfast for the one he loves.
You're listening to the third hippest radio show in the 48 contiguous United States, and tonight, the hippest radio show coming out of the Museum of Television and Radio. I'm speaking, of course, of the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. We began with the street singer Arthur Tracy in London in 1935, Solitude. Then in 1931, Ethel Waters with Manny Klein, Tommy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, and Rube Bloom. 1931, Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone. Finally, in 1930, it was Fanny Brice and Cooking Breakfast for the One I Love from the picture Be Yourself. Fanny Brice, born in New York City, October 29th, 1891. She started out in vaudeville, hit the big time in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1910. She starred in the Follies until their 1936 edition. She was a big star on radio, principally as Baby Snooks, a role she portrayed until the time of her death in Los Angeles, May 29th, 1951. Next Sunday night on the big broadcast, the songs of Harry Woods and Gus Kahn, plus Bunny Berrigan and Joe Sullivan. Also, next week and the week to follow, I'd love to play a lot of your requests. Why don't you get them into the mail? Big Broadcast, WFUV, Fordham University, the Bronx, New York, 10458. That's the big broadcast, WFUV, Fordham University, the Bronx, New York, 10458. Ethel Waters was born 97 years ago Friday. She died in September 1977. Here she is in August 1928, backed by James P. Johnson, my handyman.
A good man was hard to find. Positively, absolutely, sure was mine. I found the best that ever was. Here's just some of the things he does. He shakes my ashes, greases my griddle, churns my butter, strokes my fiddle. My man is such a handyman. Threads my needle, creams my wheat, heats my heater, chops my meat. My man is such a handyman. Don't care if you believe or not, his show is good to have around. Why, when my burners get too hot, he's right there to turn my damper down. For everything, he's got a scheme. You ought to see his new solder that he uses on my machine. My man is such a handyman. He flaps my flapjacks, cleans off the table, feeds the horses in my stable. My man is such a handyman. He's God's gift. Sometimes he's up long before dawn, busy trimming the rough edges off my lawn. Oh, you can't get away from it. He's such a handyman. Never has single thing to say while he's working hard. that you could see the way he handles my front yard. My ice don't get a chance to melt away. He sees that I get that old fresh piece every day. Now that man Joe is such a handy man. That takes the place of one I used to call baby doll. It ain't new, it ain't old, but if you do what you're told, you'll find the answer if you take a look in Mr. Webster's dictionary book. The name is Sugar. I call my baby my sugar. That is the reason why, maybe, that sugar baby is mine. I'm shouting about him funny. He doesn't spend any money. All he can lend me is honey that he can spend any time. I'd make a million trips to his lips if I were a bee, 'cause they are sweeter than any candy to me. That's why I'm sighing, sugar. I get my taffy from what's more, I'm happy about sugar, that sugar baby of
I do. Oh, my.
I love him so. He'll never know. All my life is just despair. I don't care when he takes me in his arms. The world is bright. All right. And what's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? For whatever my man is, I'm his forevermore.
The Big Broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. With Fanny Brice in December 1927, My Man, she introduced that in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1921, which also featured W.C. Fields. That Follies opened June 21st. You had 119 chances to catch it. Before that, we heard Ethel Waters, backed by composer Maceo Pinkert at the piano, 1926, Sugar. And Ethel Waters in August 1928 with James P. Johnson, My Handyman. Big Broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, WFUV in New York. Public radio from Fordham University. Coming up, vintage interviews with Connie Boswell and Cab Calloway. The final hour, maybe a little less, of tonight's show, nothing but Big Broadcast premieres. In other words, recordings that I have never played on the show in almost 25 years on the air. Here are a few examples. James P. Johnson in 1930, a Cole Porter song.
Thank you. My future is guaranteed. I'll say that I'm more than satisfied. Somebody can seem so sweet and lips to say come repeat. No wonder I'm more than satisfied. I've done away with all my weak kiss the blues goodbye. I've given up myself for keeps, there's a reason why. I'd have to write plenty books to tell you just how she looks. I'll say that I'm more than satisfied.
Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, tonight coming from the Museum of Television and Radio, and three recordings being played on the big broadcast for the first time in nearly 25 years. The big broadcast began on WFUV in December 1972. I'm Rich Conaty. Of course, I'm not the first Rich Conaty to do the program. They replace us every few years, you know, like lassies. We started out with James P. Johnson. Earl Hines Orchestra, a Bud Green lyric. Bud Green wrote the words to, "Once in a while, will you try to give one little thought to me?" That's Good Little, Bad Little You, the Earl Hines Orchestra recording in Chicago. Big broadcast, WFUV New York, public radio from Fordham University, as mentioned, coming to you from the Museum of Television and Radio this evening, West 52nd Street in Midtown Manhattan, where tomorrow the museum starts its third annual radio festival. WFUV's fall fundraiser begins next weekend. We could still use some help answering phones. Give a holler if you'd care to. It's 718-817-4558 if you can help answer phones beginning next weekend. 718-817-4558. Ethel Waters, 1931, and River, Stay Way From My Door.
Just a lonely little river, but I have heard somebody say that someday you may sweep my home away. So roll along, you lonely river, and find your way out to the sea. I don't bother you. Don't you bother me. You keep going your way, I'll keep going my way. River, stay away from my door. I just got a cabin. You don't need my cabin. River, stay away from my door. Don't come up any higher. I'm so all alone. Leave my bed and my fire. That's all I own. I ain't breaking your heart. Don't start breaking my heart. River, stay away from my door. You keep going your way, I'll keep going my way. River, stay away. I just got a cabin. You know you don't need my cabin. River, stay away from my door. Don't come up any higher. I'm just up here all alone. Leave me my bed and my fire, Lord, cause that's all I own. As I ain't breaking your heart, don't you start breaking my heart. River, river, stay away from my door.
About you, each word about you that everyone has spoken, and from the things I hear, I should be careful, dear. They come and find me and then remind me of all the hearts you've broken. But I'm in love with you, so what am I to do? I'm playing with fire. I'm going to get burned. I know it, but what can I do? I know my heart must be content to go where it is sent, although I may repent when I'm through. But what can I do? I'm playing with fire. I'm going to get burned. While merry-go-rounding with you, but I go for my ride with my eyes open wide. I'm playing with fire, I know it, but what can I do?
Thank you.
museum quality edition of the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. We began with River Stay Away From My Door, Ethel Waters in 1931. Ethel Waters born 97 years ago Friday. She died in 1977. Then Rudy Valley, his Connecticut Yankees in 1933, and Irving Berlin's song, I'm Playing With Fire, and I'm Gonna Get Burned. And finally, a song written by Ted Kohler and Harold Arlen for the Cotton Club show Rhythmania, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, recorded October 27th, 1931, by the King of Heidi Ho and his Harlem Maniacs, Cab Calloway and his orchestra, presenting a flaming bit of heated Harlem harmony. I had the pleasure of spending an afternoon with Cab Calloway back in 1987. Now, truth to tell, he kind of got me loaded. He had this this whiskey in a bottle with a rounded bottom. He said it was called Swing, and he encountered it on a cruise that he had taken. The advantage of Swing and a bottle with a rounded bottom is it would never spill over. Anyhow, through that haze, I interviewed Cab Calloway and broadcast the results on the big broadcast of December 20th, 1987, right before Cab's 80th birthday. Cab Calloway shares his thoughts now on Harold Arlen and life at the Cotton Club.
I was with him all of the time. When we did Kicking the Gong Around, we did Minnie the Moocher's Wedding Day. We did, of course, World on a String, Stormy Weather. I still do Stormy Weather. Now, another one of his songs that I'm doing now is Blues in the Night. Mm-hmm. That's been forever. It'll go forever. Cause it's great music, and it come from an era that was the birth of all of this. Everything that they have today, that it all started from there.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather, since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time. I walk around heavy-hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. Rain pouring down, blinding every hope I have. This pittering, pattering, beating and splattering drives me mad. Love, 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 love. This misery is just too much for me. Can't go on. All I have, man and I ain't together.
raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
I want you to take me back to 1932. I got a fairly good wad of money in my pocket, and I want to go uptown to the Cotton Club. What would I see if I walked in the Cotton Club in 1932? What would my night be like?
Well, you would be greeted at the door of the Cotton Club, which was downstairs, and then you'd go up a line of steps. And then you'd go into the dining room. That's where we did our show. And you would be seated by a very fine guy named Kid Griffin. He was the head waiter there. And he would seat you, see that you got a good seat. And then the orchestra would be playing and the people would be dancing and enjoying themselves. You know, and then maybe about an hour after you'd been in there, you'd see a show. Then you'd see a show consist of, well, 12 chorus girls, 6 chorus boys, and 6 showgirls. Then you'd see, you'd hear singers like Lethe Hill or Ethel Waters or Mae Johnson. That's it, Mae Johnson. Then you'd see such acts like Jazz Lips Richardson or... You see dancers like Coles and Atkinson, and you'd wind up seeing an hour and a half of the greatest entertainment that you would ever see in life.
Sucker for a bottle and a glass, but in spite of everything, the gal had class. And one summer, she wed a corset drummer, struck with her refined like way. Edie was the lady.
Edie was the lady.
The past was shady.
Your past was shady.
Edie had class with the capital K.
She was the lady. She was the lady.
The life was merry.
No, her life was merry.
She had a savior fairy.
Not a savior fairy.
Edie did things in a ladylike way. She would have a golden toothpick handy. After meals, she flashed it about. Remember how she used to drink her brandy with her fingers sticking well out. Oh, Edie was the lady.
Edie was the lady.
You can ask B.I. O'Grady.
Ask B.I. O'Grady.
Edie had class with the capital K. Thank you.
Cotton Club days. Cab Calloway's Orchestra in 1932. Edie Was a Lady. That was actually introduced by Ethel Merman in the show Take a Chance, written by Buddy DeSilva, Nacio Herb Brown, and Richard Whiting. We heard, of course, from Cab Calloway himself, my 1987 interview, and in the midst of it, a song that Ethel Waters introduced back by the Duke Ellington Orchestra in the 1933 Cotton Club Parade, Stormy Weather. Ethel Waters there, backed by the Dorsey Brothers. That song written by Ted Kohler and Harold Arlen. The big broadcast tonight from the Museum of Television and Radio. And every Sunday night from 8 to 11 with classic pop and jazz on 90.7 FM WFUV. Now, the radio show The Big Broadcast takes its name from the 1932 Paramount motion picture The Big Broadcast. And let's see, so far tonight we've heard from two of that picture's stars, Cab Calloway, the street singer Arthur Tracy. In 1973, I had the pleasure of interviewing one of those three little girls from New Orleans, Connie Boswell of the Boswell Sisters. I broadcast that interview in 1974. On this big broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV, Connie Boswell and the story of how the Boswells hit the big time.
We had an awful lot of offers. Van and Skank were the big duet in those days, and they made about $5,000 or $6,000 a week then, which would have been about $20,000 or $25,000 today, maybe more. And they wanted us to come to New York, and they were going to kind of sponsor us, you know, but Dad wouldn't let us leave home at that time. And he didn't want us to do too much of this, but after we played the Orpheum and we broke the house record and we started doing all these things and the papers were, you know, full of Boswell Sisters, you know, Boswell's own, New Orleans' own Boswell Sisters playing us up and all, Daddy became very proud and people were all saying, oh, Mr. Boswell, you must be terribly proud of your daughters. And then he couldn't keep the buttons on his vest, you know. They were popping off left and right and he was very proud of us. But Mama was the one that from the very beginning really encouraged us because Mom had talent, so did my dad. Well, my dad, my mother, my aunt, and my uncle used to sing. Not professionally, but they were very good. And we three used to try more or less to sound like them. But in doing it, they sang this quartet style. And kind of, not barbershop, no. But they sang with a little bit more of a beat. And my dad had a way of playing with that left hand that was something else. It had a lot of real hip musicians used to come to our house, you know. And they used to always say, hey, Mr. Boswell, come in and play something. I want to see how you do this. And he used to play a real good jazz or swing left hand. Martha played a lot like Dad in that way. And I remember Jimmy Dorsey and everybody always thought she was a real hot pianist. As a matter of fact, a lot of piano players today play the style that Martha brought in the 30s. People don't realize that, but she did. And that was our influence originally. But then afterwards, we listened to a lot of people, and when people ask me who really influenced you, it's very, I wasn't conscious that anyone influenced my singing, but I loved Caruso, and I loved the way he used to be able to take a deep breath and sing on that deep breath, you know, sing a lot of notes and a lot of go many bars without taking a breath. So I listened to him because of my classical background, but also I used to listen to Mamie Smith, and then Bessie Smith. Mamie Smith was first. You see. And then, as I say, Gene Austin and Nick Lucas and the different bands. So I suppose just kind of subconsciously we might have been influenced without knowing it. But what we actually did, the three of us, was something that more or less came out of the three of us. And it started as a bud, and it, by the time about 1929 came around, in 1930, it had blossomed into a full-bloom flower. And by the time we hit New York, why, as I say, when we started making our records, the first one I think we made in New York was When I Take My Sugar to Tea. And we took a song like What'd You Do to Me, which the writers of the song said, gee, I love your rendition, but what'd you do with my melody? You know, because it had one melody, and we arranged this in a very peculiar way. We did it with almost a Spanish or Cuban background or something, and I said, well, I can kind of hear a certain beat in the back, and I said to Dad, go in the kitchen and bring me a box of rice. So he brought a box of rice, and I grabbed hold of it and started going, you know, a little thing. And the tune itself was just one of those, well, what'd you do to me? One of those things, but a little slower. And we went, what'd you do? I can't remember now exactly how we did it, but we put that background to it. And when we got through with the arrangement, the whole floor was full of rice, you know, the box broke in between. And then when we did it on record, we did exactly the same thing. We used a little box of rice there. And, of course, Chauncey, I think Chauncey Morehouse was on drums for that record. And he started doing the same thing on the drum.
What did you do to me, oh? What did you do to me? I was happy without you, but honey, you made me care about you. Oh, what'd you do that for? I'm not happy anymore. You always keep me guessing where I'm at. You mean to be like that? Oh, why?
I just seem to be with the devil and the sea. So give me love or liberty. What'd you do to me, oh baby?
What did you do to me, oh?
I'm upset. You say you upset. And honey, I've been worried since we met.
Where is this love leading to?
Where is this love leading to? I'm in doubt, you so in doubt, and I know you know what it's all about. It's on account of you. It's on account of you. What you do to me?
What did you do to me? I was happy without you. You made me tell about you.
What you do
that?
Oh, I'm not happy
anymore. You keep me guessing where I'm at. You mean to be like that? I don't know what to do or where I am at.
Like I do. If it ain't love, why am I here longing for you? What can it be that's making me dream of you night and day? Keep me blue all the day through whenever you're away. If it ain't love, then it must be some magic art. If it ain't love, how did this song creep into my heart? Oh, why do I sigh to the moon high above? please answer me. What can it be if it ain't love?
Broadcast coming to you from the Museum of Television and Radio with the Boswell Sisters 1932, a song written by Andy Rassoff and Fats Waller, If It Ain't Love. Before that, the Boswells, backed by the Dorsey Brothers, March 1931, What'd You Do to Me? Before that, we heard some of our 1974 interview with Connie. Prior to that, Edie Was a Lady, Cab Calloway 32, but I think I may have mentioned that. And in there also, Stormy Weather, Ethel Waters with the Dorsey Brothers. Don't forget, catch Standard Time, Saturday night 8 to 11 on WFUV. Next Sunday night on the big broadcast, Joe Sullivan, the songs of Gus Kahn and Harry Woods, plus Bunny Berrigan. And coming up at 11 o'clock, Classic Radio and the War of the Worlds. We'll spend the rest of this evening's big broadcast with big broadcast premieres, records never played on the program before. This first one, Ethel Waters, backed by members of the Chick Webb Orchestra, 1934, which I would like to dedicate with much love to my objectively beautiful bride, Manhattan Mary - Connedy, who is in the studio with me right now, does not care to say a word. Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
That's my beautiful Mary. We're going to be celebrating our second wedding anniversary on Wednesday, the 29th. I love you, baby.
Love you, baby.
Let's listen to Ethel Waters.
There's something inside of my heart that cries. Cries for it once to live. A song of devotion, a song that speaks of love. It's hard to believe that you can surmise the treasure I have to give. Is love out of fashion, the thing that I'm dreaming of? Give me a heart to sing to, for my song you'll never hear. For I must have a heart to sing to, or my song wouldn't be sincere. Give me your love to guide me. Let us find the world apart. And as long as you're there beside me, there'll be melody in my heart. I'm in your hands to take and hold me tonight. make or mold me if you but knew. In you I find my consolation, my destination depends on you. Love must have love to cling to, as a leaf clings to a tree. So I must have a heart to sing to, and a heart that will sing to me. Love must have love to cling to, and a leaf clings to a tree. So I must have a heart to sing to, and a heart that
own a palace grand. Oh, wouldn't if they could. I'd be filled with pride having mom inside. I haven't any palace grand, still I cannot complain. Blue is up above, and inside there's love. No rugs to cover the floor, no roses grow round the door. One tree, no less and no more. But what do I care? It's home. No chair with plush-covered seats, no fancy dishes to eat, just plain log fire for heat. But what do I care? It's home. It's a weathered shanty on a barren mountainside. You may think it's rough, but Mom and I are satisfied. She thinks it's heaven on high, worth more than money can buy. If she's content, so am I. And what do I care? It's home. Just a weathered shanty on a barren mountainside. You may think it's rough, but Mom and I are satisfied. She thinks it's heaven on high, worth more than money can buy. If she's content, so am I. And what do I care? It's home.
The Mills Blue Rhythm Band, March 1933, and Edgar Hayes, Spike Hughes collaboration, Weary Traveler. Bing before that, 1933, Roy Turk lyric, What Do I Care? It's Home. We began with Ethel Waters in 1934, Give Me a Heart to Sing To. On the big broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV, tonight coming to you from the Museum of Television and Radio, 25 West 52nd Street in Midtown Manhattan, where their third annual radio festival begins tomorrow. I'm Rich Conaty. You know, I would welcome, absolutely welcome your requests, especially during the next two Sundays when I'm going to be asking you for money. Write to me at the big broadcast, WFUV, Fordham University, the Bronx, New York, 10458. That's the big broadcast, WFUV, Fordham University, the Bronx, New York, 10458. I saw a poster on campus the other day. David Spade is going to be coming to Fordham. David Spade, a very funny comedian. And did you know David Spade is Bob Barker's favorite comedian? Coming up next on the big broadcast, Buddy Clark. Mary told me not to tell that joke. Buddy Clark with Freddie Martin in 1934, Mitchell Parrish, Frank Perkins collaboration.
Little drama, we kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour, your eyes held a tender light, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly. A fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center just you and me, dear. My heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night.
Thank you.
that's what I like about you. Oh, when you cuddle, you really cuddle, and that's what I like about you. Oh, when you thrill me, you nearly kill me, you thrill me true and true. Whatever you do, you really do do, and that's what I like about you.
Al Boley with the Roy Fox Band, 1931, That's What I Like About You. Before that, Canadian Capers, Harry Roy, 1933. And from 1934, Buddy Clark with Freddie Martin, Stars Fell on Alabama. On the big broadcast, coming to you from the Museum of Television and Radio and broadcast over 90.7 FM, WFUV.
That hot stomp that you've heard about, all of those we can do without. We'll take full, full rhythm by a full, full rhythm band.
Thank you.
we wrapped up tonight's big broadcast with Paul Tremaine and his Aristocrats, 1929 4/4 Rhythm. Our thanks to Madonia Brothers Bakery for the coffee and snacks provided this evening. Don't forget Standard Time, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, next Sunday, the first of our fall fundraisers, Bunny Berrigan, the songs of Gus Kahn and Harry Woods, Joe Sullivan, too. And Bunny, I mentioned, okay. Stay tuned for War of the Worlds on Classic Radio. My thanks to Chris Catanese and his engineer, Chip Crisadella from the museum. WFUV colleagues Ralph Jennings, Chuck Singleton, John Platt, Mary Thomas, George Evans, and Jake Kersel, who helped me out here at the Museum of TV and Radio studio. Back at the WFUV studio, the birthday girl, Juliana Duffy, and Amira Hurst. Thanks to Dolly Dawn, Manhattan Mary, Hyphen Connedy, and to Connie Boswell, Cab Calloway, and Arthur Tracy. Thanks for the memories. My thanks as well to all the nice ladies and gentlemen who showed up to witness this here big broadcast. This is WFUV in New York, public radio from Fordham University. Until next week, big broadcast, Rich Connedy reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat, do something about those fingernails, live fast, and dye your hair. And above all else, don't you never forget, rhythm saved the world. Aloha.